News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The front page of the Business Post yesterday read, "Incredible risk, multi-billion euro holes in main party plans." One of the people quoted in that piece was Barra Rowntree, Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin. Barra, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. You're quoted in that piece saying, "I think there's a real lack of seriousness displayed in the party's manifesto costings. We know we're over-reliant on corporation tax receipts with the re-election of Donald Trump and the direction he seems to be going. There is a real threat to those revenues." Are we living in cloud cuckoo land, do you think?
I think so. I think there is a bit of an air of just unseriousness about the challenges we are facing. If you look, you know, over the last few days in the US, there's been front page stories on the Wall Street Journal, the big financial paper there, highlighting the billions that Ireland is getting from almost exclusively US multinationals, how we're putting it away into not one, but two sovereign wealth funds and have the money to be spending on the world's most expensive children's hospital. And, you know, there's this big focus there in the run up to election. The people around Donald Trump were very clear that they think Ireland is winning America's expense, and again, their whole raison d'etre is America first. So we are delusional if we think that there is not going to be some action. How much, it's unclear. But again, this is the thing I think that people have warned for years, that it is not in our control what happens to these corporation tax receipts. And yet we've kind of acted as if, oh, well, they're going to be there. And we put away some of them that over the last few years into some of these funds to kind of for a rainy day or whatever. But we haven't put away all of them. We've ramped up spending on that basis. And that's what the major parties are all planning to continue to do, to different extents, but they're all planning to keep on spending these corporation tax receipts.
At its simplest, no plan B. Is that what you're saying?
No, well, not one they're telling us. There's a discussion on the radio over the weekend I was listening to. And again, first of all the finance spokespersons for the major parties kind of say, oh, well, it's not clear that this isn't likely to happen and not likely to happen fast. And then when they're asked, well, if it does, what will you prioritise? What will you pick? Are you going to spend less? Are you going to raise taxes? Are you going to borrow more? They say, oh, well, we'll be careful about it. But they're not telling us what. And that's an incredible position in the run-up to an election.
Look, you're 100% right. But you don't have to stand for election. And you know the reality as well. You know your politics as well. You don't get any thanks for saying to the electorate, actually, you know what, we're going to be prudent. I mean, people still in Fine Gael still blame Pascal Donoghue for the last election because he was prudent in his last budget because of Brexit. And people in Fine Gael still give out about it, even though it was the right thing to do.
Well, they don't. I don't think they're going to be at risk of giving out for this time around.
Again, true.
If you look at the manifestos, so we talked about the corporation tax issue, but there's not. I've been pointing out over the last few days and doing some work looking at the manifesto since they're published, sorry. And there is a multi-billion euro hole even before that in the major parties' main manifestos. They have not made sufficient provision for what we think, for what the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council tells us, providing the existing level of services is going to cost in the years ahead. That's going to increase because of things like demographics, because wages are going to go up, there's more people, so even if doctors were being paid the same, we'll need more. That kind of thing means that the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council estimate that providing the same level of services that we have today is going to cost about 22 billion more by 2030. All of the major parties have not set aside anything like that. Fine Gael have set aside at most about 17, 18 billion for that. Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil is a bit more, about 20 billion. But then all of them have promised new spending commitments on top of that. That means that their plans, even within themselves, don't stack up. And so again, this is just another example of the lack of seriousness around it. And yes, it's difficult, but at the same time, I think people kind of are seeing through it and know that they're being promised more than parties can actually deliver.
It reminds me of the 2007 general election. I'm not saying we're heading into the crisis we headed into back then, but it has that feel of it to me in terms of the promises being made.
Yeah, there was delusional promises made back then. We were at kind of what people were warning, not there wasn't as, I think, widespread warnings as there is about this issue. People were warning then about, you know, housing, is it sustainable? And we had parties, both government and opposition, promising to guarantee mortgages of everyone. And, you know, so it does have that air around it of this kind of, again, this unseriousness about the challenges that we're facing. But again, this, you know, the crises that we face are never the exact same. This one's going to be different. There is a real risk there in terms of what's happening in the US, and that might happen. That could happen very quickly. And if so, it isn't in our control, and we're really at risk here.
Barra Rowntree, Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Now, still to come this morning here on the show, Jess Kelly is going to tell us how to navigate the Black Friday sales like a pro.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.